Hello, everyone, and welcome to Italian Pod. My name is Catherine.
Ciao, my name is Marco. Today we have a new lesson.
We do, so that means this is the lowest level that we offer, and it's quite a short dialogue, but we're going to be translating and giving you some pointers on the words and grammar you find in this dialogue.
Once again, we're talking about medical terms or better situations that can happen in the hospital when you need some treatment or something like that.
Well, or if you need some preventive,
yes,
preventive treatment, like getting a shot before you go on a trip, or, you know, most people get tetanus shots regularly. So today we're talking about getting a shot, and we have a special keyword for you.
La puntura.
La puntura. So puntura, think about pointy needles. It should be clicking in your head. We're going to hear this one three times in the dialogue, and when we come back, we'll be talking more about what's going on.
Dialogue, first time.
Ecco, facciamo la puntura.
No, la puntura no.
Ma dai, che fai, come i bambini?
No, dai, scherzo.
Dialogue, second time.
Ecco, facciamo la puntura.
No, la puntura no.
Ma dai, che fai, come i bambini?
No, dai, scherzo.
Ah, no!
Dialogue, third time.
Ecco, facciamo la puntura.
No, la puntura no.
Ma dai, che fai, come i bambini?
No, dai, scherzo.
Ah, no!
So first of all, Marco, I have to admit that I'm not a huge fan of getting shots, but...
Who is?
Yeah, you don't, I mean, no one really does like getting shots. But some people react not as well as others, let's just say. So today we have a dialogue about a person who really can't handle getting a shot. Maybe they have a fear of needles, I'm not sure. But let's take a look at this line by line, translating it into English, and find out exactly what the doctor says to this person.
Ecco, facciamo la puntura.
Here, let's make the shot.
Ecco. Facciamo la puntura.
Here, let's give you the shot.
Ecco, facciamo la puntura.
No, la puntura no!
No, not the shot.
No, la puntura no.
No, not the shot.
No, la puntura no. Ma dai, che fai, come i bambini?
Come on, what are you going to act like a child?
Ma dai, che fai, come i bambini?
Come on. What are you doing? Acting like the babies?
Ma dai, che fai? Come i bambini? No, dai, scherzo.
No, come on, I joke.
No, dai, scherzo.
No, come on, I'm kidding.
No, dai, scherzo. Ah! No. No!
Which translates to no.
Just like to ah, no.
Well, there's a lot of great stuff in here that we can use, and I want to remind people that we're going to be talking about phrases and words that go together. So let's start with this phrase. That
facciamo la puntura.
Facciamo la puntura. So we've already heard the word puntura, but in Italian you don't give it.
We make it.
Make it, right. So we always have these three words together. Fare, la puntura, this to do, that's the infinitive. But here we're talking about we. So it's this kind of nice, down-to-earth doctor who says, okay, here we go, buddy. Facciamo la puntura.
Exactly. Facciamo la puntura, me and you, together.
Together, it'll be sweet.
But he doesn't buy it.
No, not at all. So facciamo la puntura, like in English, is this way of kind of making a situation more familiar, kind of more calm. That the doctors use.
Let's eat the medicine.
Let's eat the medicine. Let's eat it up. And then what happens? The person who's getting the shot really doesn't want it.
No, la puntura, no.
So no, no, you hear these as means no, not the shot.
No.
And what does the doctor say? The doctor actually is a bit rude here.
Ma dai, che fai, come i bambini?
Ma dai is the very, very, very common Italian phrase that means come on.
Ma dai.
Ma dai.
Ma dai.
Stop whining. Come on.
Ma
and
dai.
He says, what are you going to do? Che fai? What are you going to do? What are you doing?
Che fai? Come i bambini?
come I bambini. So the babies, this is plural. Come I bambini is as or like the babies. So he says,
what do you do as the babies?
What are you doing? As the babies, like the babies, are you acting like a baby here?
Che fai come I bambini?
And he says, no.
No, dai, scherzo.
Again, this dai, dai. Oh, no, come on. No, dai, scherzo. I joke. This is a verb, so I joke scherzo.
Scherzo.
You know when you make a stupid comment and you're embarrassed afterwards because the person that's talking to you makes you feel stupid, you say, no, 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 dai, scherzo.
Scherzo.
I'm just pulling your leg. I'm just joking.
So scherzo is a verb here, okay? And watch out, in this situation it means to joke. But in other situations might not be the same, so just remember.
Similar, but yeah, different.
So use it like that. No, so, dai, scherzo.
Scherzo, no, dai, scherzo. And, oh, no!
He wasn't really, really, really joking. He was like babies.
He was.
I would be, actually.
You would be like a baby?
No, I mean, I would be scared as
okay, fine.
As
come I bambini,
babies.
Marco.
Yes, I do like come I bambini.
So I think this is pretty common, actually, but we can talk about that in a second. Right now, I'd like to take another listen to this dialogue. We're going to hear it three more times, and when we come back, we'll be talking more about shots.
Dialogue, first time.
Ecco, facciamo la puntura.
No, la puntura no.
Ma dai, che fai, come I bambini?
No, dai, scherzo. No!
Dialogue, second time.
Ecco, facciamo la puntura.
No, la puntura no.
Ma dai, che fai, come I bambini?
No, dai, scherzo. No!
Dialogue, third time.
Ecco, facciamo la puntura.
No, la puntura no.
Ma dai, che fai, come I bambini?
No, dai, scherzo. No!
So, I don't know what's worse, thinking about having to get a shot or actually getting a shot.
Guarda, I have to tell you, the problem for me is that even with the technology that we have nowadays, that is not too bad, supposedly, we still have these medieval needles to get, you know, vaccinations or to have like a blood test and stuff like that.
Well, Dr. Marco, how would you propose getting something in a tube from outside your body into your blood?
Well, first, I would have anesthesia. Like, I would get anesthesia
so
for a blood test.
So you go in for the flu shot. They say, okay, yeah, we're going to give you a little flu shot. And you say, nope.
Total anesthesia.
I wake up, knocked out.
And you've done all your tests you need.
If you have any questions or comments about the content of today's lesson, I encourage you to check out our website, italianpod.com. There are lots of places on the site for you to practice, to communicate with other students, and to ask us questions. Otherwise, check us out on Twitter, ItalianPod, no spaces, or on Facebook.
And the email.
The email.
You didn't talk about the email.
I want you to talk about
ItalianPod at praxislanguage.com. We are so proud of this email.
So get in touch with us. We hope you've enjoyed this lesson. And until next time, ciao a tutti.
Ciao.